couple of years ago, one of my coworkers put up a sign in the office that said, "You lose your way when you lose your why." And at the time, I thought my why was working in the insurance industry and was trying to find my way back into that why. It turns out my why wasn't that at all. Edition of the Go Hunt Birds podcast. I'm your host, Mark Lapp here. I am the owner and the founder of Go Hunt Birds, and it is Friday, February 23rd. We're moving through the winter here. It's moving along. We're almost into March, which I cannot wait. As I alluded to right before the tunes played, you know, losing your way when you lose your why is something that over the last couple of years I was really struggling with. For those who know me well, know that I worked for a couple of different insurance companies over the last 15 years and spent a lot of time helping families plan for financial success and financial planning and insurance planning. And for a long, long time, I thought that was, you know, kind of my purpose. But truly deep down, I realized a lot of times that that wasn't really the wasn't my why. It wasn't the reason why I was getting up every morning. And as much as I was pretty good at that career, friend of mine said to me, you got to figure out what you want to do when you grow up, man. And over the last couple of years, I really struggled with the insurance industry being my full-time gig. And over the last year or so, as I kind of, you know, got into my 40s and realized, like, hey, I'm halfway through life here. Like, what is my why? What is my reason for getting up in the morning? And in all honesty, like, for the last 10 years, and even before that, like, the reason I love to get out of bed is to hunt birds, you know, and, run this company that I've been running. And it's just been the thing I think about the most and I focus on the most and put a lot of thought and effort into the company and, you know, the direction that it's gone. And so, you know, after 15 years of financial services and being that, you know, suit and tie investment guy, I have decided to let my insurance license and my investment license lapse and focus fully on Go Hunt Birds, as well as focus fully on helping Revel Marketing grow into the company that I know that it can become. And so those are going to be my focuses going forward. And tell you, it's a bit of a sigh of relief for me to totally be focused every day on what I believe in and what my why really is. And looking back over the last year or so, as I've kind of taken the company in a different direction on my own without partners and kind of figured out what the company's all about, I look back at the reason why I started this company and the mission statement that I had, and it was to share bird hunting with those who may not have the knowledge, the experience, or the means to hunt on their own. In Cole's notes, just basically take people out hunting with me and share bird hunting with them and explain to them why I do what I do and how it works and what works and what doesn't and what equipment we use and what doesn't and I'm not saying I'm an expert, and I'm not saying I know everything, but I have become over the last 20 plus years pretty proficient at bird hunting in my area anyway. And as I've traveled around the world a little bit, I learned a lot about bird hunting in different areas as well. And also I'm trying to build camaraderie within the bird hunting community. So it's been pretty neat to see all of the different people that I've met through over the years and how they've interacted with each other and how they've met each other. And the friendships that I've seen forged through my company and through my direct influence. So really, truly purpose-driven, that's why I'm doing this. I love this company. I love what it stands for. I love what it's become, and I love where it's going. And, partnering with Zach at Revel has allowed me to kind of marry the two together a little bit. I mean, the love for the real estate photography and the videography and the camera work that we do, those are all things that I love as well. You know, and I really feel fortunate that I can get out of bed every morning and do what I love. And, and I did that for a number of years in the insurance industry. It was fun. I did like it. But, when COVID came along and then everything that kind of came after that, I lost my love for the insurance industry and the way that it has gone, and the investment industry as well. So, I had a good conversation with a close friend of mine who's still in that industry, and he's slugging away still, and he told me, like, man, this isn't the same. It's not as fun as it used to be. And we had a lengthy conversation about maybe it's time for him to look at doing something he loves, and or doing something different anyway. And into my 40s and rolling into getting some gray hairs and realizing that, like, I'm not going to be around here forever. It's like, why would you continue to toil at something that you don't love? And the hunting industry is something I want to pursue, something I love. We're going to continue to grow this brand, and I'm looking ahead to the calendar, and my turkey season has a lot of great friends coming back to hunt with me, all club members. They, a couple of them are bringing friends of their own, and looking ahead to the fall, and a lot of the guys are coming back that were here last year. And as a matter of fact, a lot of those guys are coming to Chris's Delta Waterfowl dinner as kind of a mid-winter or end of winter party. So the Delta Waterfowl dinner at the Pontiac Club is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have a lot of my friends that come to Duck Camp reach out and say, hey, can we come and partake in the party and stay over and crash and kind of have a rekindling of our friendship and have a good night. So it's been cool to be a part of this all along the way. This past weekend was family day weekend, and we went up to the outpost camp, a few of us, Travis and I, and some of our friends, Mike and Natasha, just went up and hung out, made a fire, cooked some meals, told some stories, had a few drinks, just chilled, relaxed. And I'm sitting around that room looking at it, and I'm like, man, this place wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Ronnie. Wouldn't be part of our repertoire if it wasn't for that guy. And he was a huge part of our club. And then I look around the room and all the work that Sasha did help me with that camp, and I did. And it's been an ever-evolving thing that this company has become and this business has become. And today I'm sitting at the desk getting the income tax return ready for 2023 and getting that stuff sent off tomorrow. So it's interesting how things have rolled along and how life has become, a bit of a story. And that's what I'm doing here, writing my story. So I'm not going to keep this podcast very long. I just wanted to, chat quickly about, kind of where we're coming from, which is a small little hunt club, group of friends that all shared their ideas and pooled some stuff together and built kind of a co-op of equipment. And over the years I've kind of taken the reins and grown that and added to it and morphed it into what the company is today, and of course the club itself. So if you were listening to this podcast and you've had any part of that along the way, thank you so much. And if for some reason you've fallen off the bandwagon, or you haven't been around for a while, reach out again. It's always nice to hear from old friends. And you know, it's always nice to hear from new folks as well, because again, what I've noticed with this company over the years is a lot of the folks that come here initially, kind of with their hat out, learning, looking to learn and be a part of what I'm doing, as they learn and grow and kind of become proficient on their own, they don't need to come around as much. But then there's others that love to be a part of it and, you know, just love to support what I'm doing. And, those are the folks that I want to see in the blind with us. So if you're one of those folks, thank you. And, keep supporting us. Means a lot.